Welcome to the University Radio Bath coverage of the 2024 Student Union Officer elections. We are joined by Olivia Warner, who is standing to be our Student Officer for Sport. So,
hello Olivia, tell us more about yourself and why you want to run for the role of Sports Officer.
Hi, my name's Olivia. I have been a student at Bath for 4 years. I'm just finishing my Master's in Mathematical Sciences. I love playing Q Sports, and that is a society I have been mostly involved in for the entirety of my uni course. And this, I've been on the committee of that for 2 whole years, and this year I am the treasurer. However, I've taken a much bigger role and basically do everything for the club at this point.
So you're a key Q Sports player, and does that involve going to lots of different tournaments and representing the university?
Yeah, so we just had the Bucks 8-ball tournament this weekend, and I only got back from that last night. So I won the individual championship and the team championship, so I came back with 2 golds, which was amazing.
Wow, brilliant. So a successful time sort of in the sports arena.
Yes.
So tell me more about why you were running for this role as sports officer.
So I'm running for this role because people have been telling me to, because for Q Sports, I run a lot of things, and I feel like I want to do that on a bigger level. So doing what I did in Q Sports, but doing it for every sport, is something that would make me feel really, I think I'd be really happy doing that.
Yeah, and so tell me more about what course you're on as well. Are you coming to the end of your time here at university and you want to sort of have more responsibility about how the student union runs sport?
Yeah, so I do maths, and obviously that's going to do with sport. But I mean, I love doing math. I love the university. I love my lectures. I love my lecturers. So I would love to stay involved in the university as long as I can. And this, that to me, is the greatest way to do it. I also want to give like more representation of the smaller societies, because you get a lot of rugby, and obviously they deserve it's just as much representation as they always get. But stuff from like Q Sports or like lacrosse, there's a lot of these different sports that do not get as much voice, and that's kind of one of my big key points for the next year.
Yeah, definitely. So that leads us on quite nicely. So what are your main policies if you were to be elected as student union sports officer? What do you want to do in that year?
So yeah, so one of them, obviously, as I've just said, is giving every sports society a massive amount more voice, making sure they're all represented properly throughout all the socials and emails and through events, and so freshers know that these sports exist, and that's a big part of my thing. Getting more awareness for LGBT people and people of disability, because you don't see that many of them in sport, and I kind of feel like a lot of them would do sport if they knew the opportunities were there for them and it was a safe space. So helping them would be an amazing thing.
So you're quite keen to raise awareness of all societies and make sport here at the university as inclusive as possible.
Definitely.
And so we've obviously had the committee in this year. I believe the current committee member is Abby Watkins for sport.
Yes.
What do you think she's done well? But also, what would you aim to improve on?
So Abby's definitely run a good amount of workshops, but I want to make them more engaging, because I feel like people just go because they're made to go. I will try and make the workshops something that people want to go to. But other than that, Abby's done a very good job. She's run events for freshers. She's definitely done good for the Q Sport. She sends us plenty of emails. We had a Bucks winner for 9-ball in December, and it got no promotion from SU at all, and I thought that was a bit unfair on us.
Okay.
So I'd make sure.
So you really want to raise the profile of all sports clubs here at the university.
Make sure people that excel get the mention they deserve.
And do you think that sets you apart from other candidates, the fact that you're standing for all sports societies rather than the ones which may in the past have been particularly focused on?
Yeah, definitely. I've come from a small society, and I realise that I'd love everyone to feel properly represented. And so all these people that come from like football or rugby, they'll probably primarily still focus on that. Even maybe there might be a little bit of bias towards their sport of choice. But as someone from a small society, I'll make sure every sport has enough chance and opportunity to improve and grow.
And so are you really keen to set equal importance on both Bucks sports and recreational sport here at the university?
Yeah, definitely. I don't want sport just to be for the people that are good at it. I want everyone, math skill level, to be involved in some regard to the sport they want to do. Making sure people go to Buxford here is the main thing, because it can be tricky getting people into Bucks sometimes, as is something I have done. But yeah, so getting people into Bucks, making sure that people do well at Bucks, and making sure that they get mentioned for doing well, but also doing recreational stuff, so it's not all just tournaments or serious stuff. So running casual events for everyone, maybe just LGBT events or disabled events, or weeks to get awareness for that. That's kind of something that.
And for people that haven't had exercise as a big part of our lifestyle, how would you try and get them involved within sports at the university?
Yeah, well, it doesn't obviously need to. You don't need to have done a lot of exercise to be involved in a sport that you want to be, because it should just be welcome for everyone. And I would just make sure people at the top of each of these sports are welcome to everyone. They don't make it cliquey, so they don't just favour team members over recreational members, and they have sessions that they can just go to, and I'll make sure that clubs are providing adequate sessions for people that, if they want to get involved, they can get involved in.
Brilliant, yeah. So I myself, I enjoy playing like the recreational sport here at the university, in particular football.
Yeah.
And a common complaint from some of the boys is often we don't get value for money for the subs we pay. So in terms, there's not often referees, there's not often match balls. How would you try and make sure that for every student that pays subs towards a particular sports club, they really get their value for money from it?
Another point, I'd create feedback. So if people obviously didn't think they were getting value for money, I'd want them to bring it in and tell me. And that way I'd probably try my best to satisfy the complaints, make sure that they get what they want. So if they want more match balls, I can look towards putting budget allocation to getting more match balls. If they want more tournaments, I can try and arrange more tournaments. If they want a referee, I'm sure I can find one, because I've found a coach for the Fusil Society, so it's not that hard.
So you really want to see recreational sport members get their value for money and really sort of raise the profile of that equally as much as Bucks?
Pretty much, yeah. It should just be as important. It's a sport society. It's the word society is to bring people together more than just getting some people good and leaving everyone else behind.
Brilliant, yeah. And the campaign is obviously probably not quite underway yet, but at the time of the recording, you will be out there probably on the parade speaking to members of our community. Have you got a campaign team sorted out and a plan of action?
Yes, I sent in my campaign team today. There's 10 of us, so I've got a massive group of people behind me, and our plan of action is just to get the word out as much as we can. We're probably going to start going all over what we want to do in the upcoming days, as we've been very busy, but it's going to be fun and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you very much, Olivia, for coming on. It's been very interesting to speak to you, we wish you all the best with your campaign. And just a final note to leave us on, why do you think you're the best person to run sport here at the university?
Because I'm here to help everyone, and I don't want to see anyone left behind.
Well, thank you very much, Olivia. And if you want to vote in the Student Union Sports Officer elections, voting opens on Tuesday the 5th of March. So be ready, head over to the SU website, take a read through the manifestos and cast your vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you.